Good afternoon and welcome to Skedline.com. I'm Giovanni Siciliano, and here are the entertainment headlines making the news for Monday, November 12th. A local yarn shop in South Etobicoke has started a Movember promotion. Spin Me a Yarn, located on Lakeshore Boulevard, is offering free knitting classes to men interested in the hobby for the month of November. Skedline reporter Brianne Coulter caught up with the owner Trina Evans to talk about the free classes, raising awareness, and more. Visit Skedline.com for the full story. Canada's top Olympic duo have won an American Fan Award. Ice dancing champions Tessa Virtue and Scott Moyer won a People's Choice Award last night in Santa Monica. The golden duo were given the new award called the Most Hype-Worthy Canadians of 2018. The couple who won gold this year beat out Drake, Ryan Reynolds, Shawn Mendes, and Sandra Oh for the award. SNL cast member Pete Davidson has apologized for mocking Texas Congressman-elect Dan Crenshaw. Crenshaw is a former Navy SEAL veteran. He lost his right eye in Afghanistan in 2012. In the Weekend Update SNL skit on November 3rd, Davidson mocked Crenshaw's eye patch, saying the politician looked like, quote, a hitman in a porno movie. Davidson was slammed immediately after the cast for a classless joke. This past Saturday, Crenshaw and Davidson did the Weekend Update skit together as a public apology for the eye patch joke. Davidson said, quote, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world. And the kicker is, Crenshaw's ringing phone interrupts the skit. His ringtone was Ariana Grande's song Breathin'. Grande and Davidson split up on October 14th. Davidson laughs at the end of the SNL apology skit. Fleetwood Mac and fans in Alberta will now have to wait until April for the concert. The legendary rock band was scheduled to perform at Rogers Place Arena in Edmonton on Saturday night. The show was canceled an hour and a half before the 8 p.m. start time. This will have no effect on the Toronto show scheduled for April 8, 2019. Fans are advised to hold on to their tickets for the rescheduled shows in the spring. The Edmonton date is set for April 13th, and Calgary is set for April 15th. Artist David Hockney's painting will be up for auction this week in New York. The Pool with Two Figures is set to cash in about $80 million. It is currently owned by British financier Joe Lewis. Lewis had purchased the painting from entertainment mogul David Geffen back in the late 80s. According to Christie's, the painting is poised to become the most valuable work of art by a living artist ever sold at an auction. I'm Giovanni Siciliano for Skedline.com, and thanks for listening.